This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Western leaders meeting Friday at the Munich Security Conference answered a call by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for immediate additional aid to counter the Russian invasion of Ukraine. About 40 heads of state and government, as well as politicians and security experts, are attending the three-day annual gathering. Those countries represented include the United States, Europe, and China. For the first time in two decades, Russian leaders were not invited to the conference. Zelensky addressed the conference remotely, urging his Western allies to hurry up and deliver promised military aid. The U.S. military has finished recovering debris from the balloon from China shot down off the South Carolina coast, APZ Donahue reports.
House National Security spokesman John Kirby says analysis of what was found so far reinforces the conclusion this was a Chinese spy balloon.
We're going to exploit this material as best we can.
Key questions about the balloon's debris remain unanswered.
It's a significant amount, including the payload structure as well as some of the electronics and the optics. And all that's at the FBI laboratory in Quantico. They're analyzing it. They're looking at it.
The questions include what, if any, intelligence the balloon was able to collect. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people are seeking shelter after the February 6th earthquake in southern Turkey left homes unlivable. Many survivors have been unable to find tents or containers dispatched to the region by the government and aid agencies. Instead, they've sought refuge in any structure that can protect them from the winter conditions, including greenhouses, rail carriages, and factories. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić met Friday during the Munich Security Conference. The meeting is happening ahead of Kosovo celebrating 15 years of independence from Serbia. Serbia does not recognize Kosovo as an independent state. This is VOA News. Spain's High Court on Friday agreed to a U.S. extradition request for a British citizen wanted by the United States over a Twitter hack in 2020 that compromised the accounts of several U.S. politicians, including Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Joseph James O'Connor.
How are you, Joseph?
A British national accused of hacking the Twitter accounts of several high-profile users, including then-presidential candidate Joe Biden, and now Twitter CEO Elon Musk, moved one step closer to being extradited to the U.S. on Friday. Spain's high court agreed to the extradition request, saying the United States was in a better position to prosecute him because that's where the evidence obtained in the investigation is located. O'Connor, who was arrested in 2021 in the southern city of Estepona, is wanted in the U.S. for the 2020 Twitter hack that compromised a variety of verified accounts. Those hacked included former President Barack Obama, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and reality TV star Kim Kardashian.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said there was more work to do in talks with the European Union to clinch a deal on the protocol on Northern Ireland's post-Brexit trade arrangements after positive talks with parties in Belfast on Friday.
Now, it's clear that we need to find solutions to the practical problems that the protocol is causing families and businesses in Northern Ireland, as well as address the democratic deficit.
Rishi Sunak, British Prime Minister. On Friday, Kosovo celebrated its 15th year as an independent country with a parade of soldiers and police, cheered by thousands in Pristina on Friday with an eye to a normalization deal with Serbia, key to stability in a region still scarred from ethnic wars in the 1990s. Tensions with Serbia linger as Belgrade continues to support the refusal of 50,000 minority Serbs in North Kosovo to accept the country's independence, declared almost a decade after an uprising against repressive Serbian rule. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan announced Friday that his opposition party will launch a voluntary arrest movement next week to protest the government's unconstitutional refusal to hold a key provincial elections and its reported political victimization of his aides and allies. The planned agitation by Khan's PTI party will likely deepen lingering political turmoil in the country. And a man was rescued Friday from the rubble of a building that collapsed in the southern Turkish province of Hatay 11 days after a massive earthquake struck the area, killing more than 43,000 people in Turkey and Syria. Marissa Melton, VOA News.